When I stepped outside for lunch today, I thought I saw the tiniest of snowflakes drifting out of the sky. That, plus the forecast for more of the white stuff on Saturday, means a collective groan from homeowners who have to shovel, and a collective hallelujah from winter sports enthusiasts, especially high school skiers, for whom this dull brown winter has been a major buzzkill. But Michael O'Connor, athletics director at the all-girls Ursuline Academy in Dedham, says there's an upside to all the dry slopes out there. Mr. O'Connor, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we may actually get some snow either tonight or maybe this weekend. Finally, what does your ski team make of the fact that it's been otherwise really dry this season so far?
It's been somewhat of a long season, even though the season's only been about 3-4 weeks old. The girls missed the opportunity to ski regularly. We go over to the Blue Hills in Milton. Mm-hmm. That's where we normally ski as a team, and once or twice during the season, we'll actually go to Ward Hill in Shrewsbury. And ironically, that's the only place they've skied so far this year, has been in Shrewsbury about a week or so ago.
Throughout the whole season, just a week of skiing so far?
Yes. Unfortunately, we were scheduled to go up to the Blue Hills in Milton the week before Christmas, and between the warm weather and rain, it really wasn't conducive to making snow or skiing. And so we would cancel that week, and then we couldn't get on the slopes. School wasn't in session, I guess, until after the first of the year. And the girls were scheduled to go up, and then the warm weather canceled one day. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a challenge for them.
What are they telling you? I mean, it's got to be tough to have only been able to ski for a week through the whole season so far. So what are the girls telling you?
Well, we have an interesting group. Our school is grades 7 through 12. And some of the girls have been skiing for a number of years, and they have the opportunity on weekends to go up north to ski. But some of our beginners or novices, if you will, who are new to skiing or who are just learning it, they may not have that same opportunity. So they're the ones that I'm really concerned about, because they want to learn the sport. They have fun doing it when they do it. Fortunately for me, we have a great group of seniors here who kind of watch out for the young ones, and when they get them up on the slopes, they actually they spend some time showing them what to do.
You know, I'm trying to find a silver lining in this season for your skiers, and maybe one of them is that their parents don't have to do any shoveling because there's no snow yet. But maybe another one is that since there isn't any snow, it's affected the entire league. So, you know, their competitors at other schools also haven't been able to get out on the slopes.
Yes, that's correct. You know, we're making the best of it. The girls, you know, they're doing this dry land training, as they call it. They're working out, stretching, getting some exercise in so that when the time comes that they do go on the slopes, that they won't have any little injuries of like a pulled muscle or something like that.
So they're keeping themselves in shape. I wonder if maybe another potential upside to this has to do with the fact that if they're doing dry land training together, are they working together in a different way than they might have otherwise if they were, whizzing down the slopes?
Yes, and the other thing that's the positive, they're getting to know each other, developing some friendships, and also, how do I say this, a relationship so that they can ask someone for guidance, because we have one coach for 21 girls, and, you know, she can't be everywhere watching and guiding and instructing all the girls. So the seniors and a couple of the advanced skiers who are juniors have really been helpful to the girls.
Still, I imagine that they are yearning for some snow this weekend.
Oh, no doubt. No, they're hoping, I guess tonight we're going to, maybe tonight and tomorrow morning, get a few inches. But Saturday, it has the potential for, from what I'm hearing, some more snow. And the funny thing is, Monday was a great night to ski. And then what happened Tuesday? We got rain, and they had to close the course down because of the rain and the skiing conditions weren't conducive to safely skiing.
All right. Well, for the sake of the all-girls Ursuline Academy ski team, fingers crossed for snow this weekend.
We hope and pray.
Michael O'Connor is the athletics director at the Ursuline Academy. Mr. O'Connor, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
It's Snow White. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's Snow White.
Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow on the show, Boston post-punk band Mission of Burma. They broke up in 1983, but then they got back together and have been playing for the past 10 years, and now they're working on a new album. That is tomorrow on the show. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.